This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPM.
1977. Apple Computer is incorporated by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne to sell Apple I personal computer kits. A gallon of gas costs 65 cents. Jimmy Carter was elected president. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, is found dead of an apparent heart attack at the age of 42. The Atari 2600 gaming system was released in North America in September. On November 10th, the soundtrack for a low-budget film, Saturday Night Fever, is released before the movie. The film hits theaters on December the 15th and goes on to become the biggest dancing movie of all time, and it propelled the careers of the Bee Gees and its star John Travolta into the stratosphere. Saturday Night Fever was a cultural phenomenon, taking disco music from the underground scene and exploding it into mass popularity. So how did the Bee Gees get involved? Through their manager at the time, Robert Stigwood, who happened to be producing the movie as well. Here's the late Robin and Maurice Gibb.
Robert called us from LSO and we're producing a film with Paramount called Tribal Rights of a Saturday Night based on an article by Nick Cohen. We've got no music, he said. We've got a new guy called John Travolta from Welcome Back, Kotter, the TV show. He's dancing and rehearsing the movie to You Should Be Dancing, which was one of our previous albums. Do you have any other new songs? So we said, we're mixing our live album. We haven't got time, but we've recorded six new songs, which you can hear. We've got a song called Staying Alive, How Deep Is Your Love, Night Fever, If I Can't Have You, More Than a Woman, and Warm Ride.
You know, he told us about this guy who works in a paint shop on the other side of the bridge in Brooklyn, you know, and he blows his wages every Saturday night at a club and wins a dance competition.
Barry Gibb.
I was in the Isle of Man and he called me up. He said, I need about five songs for this film. And my titles, all I had was Staying Alive, More Than a Woman, If I Can't Have You, How Deep Is Your Love, and Night Fever. And I suggested Night Fever and he thought that was a little too pornographic. I said, no, I don't think we can use that. He said, but I got the list of titles and we'll let you know. But we just went to work. We didn't know whether or not any of these songs were going to be accepted. So then they came to France, Robert, with Al Curry and Bill Oakes. And we had these demos. We were working on Night Fever. And we had How Deep Is Your Love as a demo. And Robert said, yeah, just keep going. These songs are going to work.
Oh, yeah, they worked all right. Certified for U.S. album sales more than 15 million copies, Saturday Night Fever, the original movie soundtrack, has sold more than 40 million copies around the world. The album topped the U.S. charts at number one for 24 consecutive weeks and stayed on Billboard's albums chart for 120 weeks, also holding the number one spot in the U.K. album chart for 18 consecutive weeks. In 2004, Saturday Night Fever, the original movie soundtrack, was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and it was added to the U.S. Library of Congress's National Recording Registry as a culturally significant work in 2013. For the film and soundtrack's 40th anniversary, Capital UME is releasing them in expanded commemorative versions, including a super deluxe box set that pairs the remastered album and remixes with the film's 4K restored 40th anniversary director's cut. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Over the next hour, we'll explore this treasure trove of hits with commentary from Barry Gibb and his late brothers, Robin and Maurice. Welcome to Saturday Night Fever's 40th anniversary, All Access. Well, you can't tell.
Staying alive, staying alive. Ah, 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 ah.
The number one hit, Stayin' Alive, now in sonic splendor on the newly remastered 40th anniversary soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever.
Well, I had the title, and then we visited Robert in Bermuda, and while we were there, we developed the music for Fever, which was basically a rundown of just a melody. And, you know, you go, just make it up as you go along, you know? And I would do that, do a lot of scat singing. And from that, the song Stayin' Alive was born. Lyrics came later. Lyrics came in France, but Bermuda came from one melody. The chorus, how do we get there?
Well, one of the ways to get there was through the lines, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
That comes from school. No, that's attitude, you know? It's somebody talking to themselves. And yeah, I think that's probably fires up the whole thing. And really, this was about young people wanting to dance and wanting to go across the bridge to a club. And it was a new thing. It was happening everywhere. But these lyrics seem appropriate somehow, and yet it's 20, 30 years earlier. That's the character singing to himself, or if you're the writer, that's you're singing to yourself. You know, like going nowhere. For some of these kids in those days, they didn't see their future. They didn't quite know where they were going. So, you know, the first, let's go dance. And I think that was what was contagious about it. And Mr. Travolta, of course.
The first song that came off the soundtrack of the not-yet-released movie boded pretty darn well for its prospects. Maurice Gibb.
Low-budget film, no big promotion from Paramount, no big ads on the record for How Deep Is Your Love, that was the first one to come out, and that went to number one a month before the film even came out.
Barry Gibb.
It's probably one of the nicest songs we've ever written, in my opinion. It came over dinner, and I had this chorus. Once again, I had this, how deep is your love, how deep is your love, like going backwards on itself. And so I told it my brothers. I remember it very well. It came out of nowhere. I'd just finished dinner and I was just walking around the room and everyone else was still eating. But this just sort of happened and it just came through my head. And it was a very fertile, if that's the right word, for me, time. You know, I was having one idea after another and I knew this was right. I didn't know what it was for, but I knew this was right.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to share. How deep is your love?
Cause we're living in a world of fools.
The Bee Gees' How Deep Is Your Love, now found on the 40th anniversary of the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. In the beginning, Robert Stigwood was not sure about calling the film Saturday Night Fever. Turns out that the Bee Gees had a hand in changing his mind. Maurice Gibb.
The original title for Saturday Night Fever was called The Travel Rights of a Saturday Night. And Night Fever was a song we had. He also wanted some more songs, so he came back and he took Night Fever. I don't know which one of us suggested, but he said he should call the film Saturday Night Fever. And I remember him saying, no, we can't do that. It's too pornographic. But then again, once again, he relented.
Another number one song for the Bee Gees from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, Night Fever. The Bee Gees were not the only band that appeared on the soundtrack. Barry Gibb.
These were like fun records. Bullet in the Womb was one of those, you know? Like a come on song. Like, you're so much more, you know, and I want to go out with you and I want to, you know, get to know you. Tavares did a wonderful job on it, you know, when they appeared, that was. It was so summery, and that's what disco music and dance music was about. There was something very summery, and it was in the air, you know? It was just in the air. And More Than a Woman, I think, was appropriate. Songs like that, in Fever, just felt like summertime, you know? In 1977.
Girl, I know you very well. I've seen you doing everything I never really loved before. But now you take my breath away. Suddenly you're in my life. I lose you now.
Tavares's version of More Than a Woman, written by the brothers Gibb. Both the Tavares version and the Bee Gees version appear on the newly remastered 40th anniversary soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever.
This is about somebody lying to you. This is about a girl lying. Focus on that.
We'll focus on that and some jive when Saturday Night Fever's 40th anniversary All Access dances back into your ears in just a few minutes.
For the 8-track generation, people who don't need fast forward or rewind, just play
on WBPM.
Tell me, Mr. Frank Jr., you got to cross yourself.
He's a priest, ain't he? Father Frank Jr., your brother.
Your mother doesn't have too much to cross yourself about these things.
You're so jealous of Frank Jr.
Oh, shut up, will you? Hey, where are you? Boom! Hey, the shirt, wash the shirt, stupid.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Manja.
Go ahead. Eat. I got more pork chops, more spaghetti.
What do you mean you got more pork chops? I'm out of work.
Yeah, well, as long as we got a dollar left, we eat good in this house.
What?
Yeah, I might even get a job myself.
Like hell you will. 25 years in construction work, I always brought him a paycheck. What, 6-7 months I'm out of work? And all of a sudden, what? You hit me. I'm talking back.
All right.
Talking about getting a job and hitting
me. All right, no hitting, no slapping at the dinner table, okay? That's the rule. Hmm? And you was the one who was hitting.
Welcome back to our all-access celebration of the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever. Some of the songs included on the soundtrack had been out before. In the case of the Bee Gees' Jive Talkin', it had appeared 2 years earlier on their 1975 album, Main Course, produced by the legendary Arif Martin. Barry Gibb says the song was inspired from a bridge that the brothers used to cross on their way to and from Criteria Studios in Miami, Florida.
Well, that bridge is gone, but going to Criteria every night or every day, you'd cross this bridge, and the bridge would go and you were over the bridge. And it was like, it just kept coming every night. And eventually, I started singing to it. And Morrison Robbins, what's this? There was no title at that point, just that vibe, you know? And we got home, and then by the time we got home, Jive Talkin' had become the title, and the lyrics were done that night, about 1 a.m, and we'd gone in the wrong direction lyrically, and Arif said, no, those lyrics don't work for that title. You've got to adjust a little bit. More adult, more, this is about somebody lying to you, this is about a girl lying. Focus on that. And we did. And so, some of the lyrics got changed, but I'll never forget the bridge because that's where it came about.
Yeah.
Yet another number one song from the Bee Gees, now found on the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever, Jive Talkin'. The first song to be released as a single from the soundtrack not sung by the Bee Gees was If I Can't Have You. The song was written by them, but performed by Yvonne Elliman, and its inclusion on Saturday Night Fever was a surprise to the group.
Well, they didn't tell us. They knew that these were the songs for the film. This is great. But in the end, what we didn't realize at that moment that it was going to be a compilation album anyway, and they were going to use other people's tracks, like I think Bug Issues, I think Casey and the Sunshine Band, Tavares. There was going to be a list of other people. Even Jive Talking was on there, but I think it was a live version. So Jive Talking was from before Children of the World, so they just took songs from different albums and put them on Fever. Even If I Can't Have You, we didn't know it was going to be in the film. We just loved writing them. If I Can't Have You is more like more ABBA. We loved ABBA and we wanted to do a song like ABBA.
I don't know why I'm surviving every lonely day when there's got to be no chance for me. My life today, and it doesn't matter how I cry. My tears so young are a waste of time. If I turn
fourth number one song from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, If I Can't Have You by Yvonne Elliman. That song ended the 8-week number one run of Night Fever. We all know now that Saturday Night Fever was a phenomenal success as both a movie and a soundtrack. But before they were released, no one could predict that. Robin Gibb.
People think that you know something's going to be huge before it comes out, but at the time we had reservations about using the songs that we were going to have in a studio album go out in a movie, you know, because we didn't want to dilute it, we didn't want to waste the songs, but you never know what's going on.
Harry Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Well, I never did see the movie until way later. When the album came out, I think it was just like any soundtrack. A lot of times soundtrack albums didn't sell so great, but all of a sudden this one sells 25 million copies, so that was quite amazing.
Girl, to be with you is my favorite thing. Yeah. And I can't wait till I see you again. Yeah, yeah. I wanna put on my boogie shoes. Just boogie with you. Yeah. I wanna put on my boogie shoes.
Casey and the Sunshine Band's Boogie Shoes, now found on the 40th anniversary versions of Saturday Night Fever. We're gonna burn, baby, burn when the All Access Party comes back after this very short bathroom break.
More music in just a moment.
92.9 WBPM, where we fill your day with lots of back-to-back music.
The music America loves best.
Bob Miller starts your workday with a non-stop music hour at 9 a.m. every weekday. J.J. Carter does a non-stop music hour after lunch at 2 p.m. And Randy Turner rolls you home with another non-stop music hour every afternoon at 5 p.m. after work.
Listen to all this music in the air.
No other radio station gives you that much music without interruptions. Non-stop music hours are only here on 92.9 WBPM.
Thank you. Now more music.
Okay, listen. I like it. We could dance together. That's it. We could just dance together. I don't know. Nothing more. Nothing personal. I don't want you coming on to me. Because I don't think guys like you anymore for one thing. You're too young. You haven't got any class. And yeah, I'm sick of jerk-off guys ain't got this shit together.
Would you like to know what I do?
It's not necessary.
I'll tell you what I do. I work in a paint store. And I got raised this week.
Right. You work in a paint store, right?
Yeah.
You probably live with your family, you hang out with your buddies, and on Saturday night you go, you blow it all off 2001, right?
That's right.
You're a cliche. You're nowhere. On your way to no place.
I'm glad the doorman let you into this exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever. I'm Dan Neer. Earlier, we heard how the Bee Gees were kind of in the dark about what went into the movie and what didn't. When they did get a preview, they offered some important constructive criticism. Barry Gibb.
We didn't see anything really until, I think it was that first preview at the Chinese Theater. John Travolta was there, and I remember standing at the back of the theater watching the audience. And if I might, the dancers were too loud. People's feet on the floor is all you could hear. You could hear some music, but they were dancing and their feet were too loud and it was covering up the music. So I think our suggestion was eliminate the sounds of their feet, you know? And that's what you have now. You get that visual of dancing, but you don't hear the feet.
Everybody say, ow!
The Tramps with the smoking disco inferno from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. John Travolta was riveting in the movie. His portrayal of Brooklyn teen Tony Manero in his dead-end job at a paint store during the day, who is king of the disco dance floor on the weekends, earned him both an Oscar and a Golden Globe nomination as Best Actor in a Leading Role.
We met at the Good Day Awards, the Australia Awards, and we had a picture taken. And I really didn't know John until that point. And we always sort of laugh, you know, because we really don't understand how it all happened anyway. He seems to have suddenly made up his mind that this is important, that this moment in time is as important to him as it is to us. And it was a culture-changing moment. It didn't change the culture like the Beatles did, but it altered the culture. There was no conflicts. There was no, people weren't fighting. You know, there wasn't this Middle East things that are going on now. There was no conflicts. People just wanted to have a good time. At all ages wanted to have a good time.
Final song from Saturday Night Fever, You Should Be Dancing, yet another number one for the Bee Gees. Now, before we go, let's get some final thoughts. First, Maurice Gibb on the challenge of breaking away from the shadow of the blockbuster movie and soundtrack.
When something is that successful, it's very hard not to get some kind of stigma. But you see, unfortunately, a lot of people here hold on to old images a long time. They didn't in England or Europe. It was only in America that they hang on to old images, and they think that you don't go on. They think you must stay the same, walk around in white shirts and medallions and whatever.
What about Robin Gibb?
It went against the grain of what was considered to be successful by any director, and that is that, first of all, it wasn't a period film like Grease was, and secondly, no one sang in the film, and it's still the number one selling soundtrack album in history in the world today.
Barry Gibb.
Well, we'd never really done music for a film before. Even at that point, we weren't doing music for a film because we hadn't seen anything, we hadn't read anything, so it was all based on an idea that Robert had told us about. So yeah, pretty mind-blowing. And the way he danced and his attitude and that Italian New York thing, you know, and these kids not really knowing what else to do with their lives. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. And I think the culture embraced it too, you know. There's two different things going on. It's a real insight into those days, and it's a real insight musically in those days.
The Saturday Night Fever 40th Anniversary Super Deluxe Edition box set is out now, and it features two CDs with the remastered original album and four remixes. The remastered album on heavyweight 180-gram 2LP vinyl in a gatefold jacket with faithfully replicated original album art, and a Blu-ray disc with the film's 4K restored 40th Anniversary Director's Cut and theatrical version, plus bonus features. The collectible box set also includes a 23-page book with newly written essays by Barry Gibb, Saturday Night Fever music supervisor and soundtrack producer Bill Oakes, director John Badham, and the film score composer and musician David Shire, as well as BG photos and stills from the film, plus an exclusive turntable slip mat, a set of five art prints, and a reproduction of the original Saturday Night Fever movie poster. The soundtrack's new 2-CD and digital 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition pairs the remastered album and the four new remixes. The 40th Anniversary of Saturday Night Fever All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Capitol Universal Music Enterprises, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. If you missed any of this show or just want to hear it again, it'll be available in a few weeks at dannear.com. Special thanks to Jamie Hartley of UME and to David Leaf. I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.